Welcome to the Nutri Mantra podcast, your go-to place for health, nutrition, and wellness tips. In this episode, we will discuss the impact of the intermingling of food and medicines on our health, particularly for those on prolonged medications or lifelong nutrient supplementation. Medicines can interact with nutrients in foods, affecting their absorption and use in our bodies. Similarly, nutrients can influence how medications work, affecting their metabolism and efficacy. This complex interplay means that medications can cause nutritional deficiencies, while diet alterations can affect the effectiveness of medications. However, short-term medication use usually does not require dietary supplementation, but prolonged use can affect your nutritional status over time. So, how exactly do medicines affect our nutritional status? Some medicines can decrease appetite or hinder nutrient absorption. For example, cancer treatments can cause nausea, reducing food intake. Laxatives, meant to relieve constipation, can reduce vitamin and mineral absorption, while certain antacids can hinder phosphorus absorption, which affects bone health. Furthermore, medications aimed at lowering cholesterol levels can interfere with the absorption of essential fat-soluble vitamins, vitamins A, D, E, and K. Antibiotics, while eliminating harmful bacteria, can also wipe out beneficial gut flora, which is responsible for synthesizing vitamins like vitamin B12, vitamin K. Medicines like diuretics can lead to the loss of essential electrolytes like sodium, potassium, which can affect muscle and heart function. Now let us talk about how can diet or food impact medication's effectiveness. The absorption of medicines can be influenced by the type and amount of food consumed. Proper adherence to the instructions, whether taken with or without food, or on an empty stomach, is crucial to avoiding these issues. For example, hypothyroidism medications should be taken on an empty stomach, and there should be a gap of around 45 minutes after that for its proper utilization. It is important to know the correct way of taking supplements as well. Certain supplements are recommended to be taken with specific foods. Let's say like iron needs to be taken with citrus juices, or vitamin D after a meal, or there should be a gap between the intake of calcium and iron to enhance their proper absorption. Individuals who are taking multiple medications at the same time, those who disregard proper medication guidelines, or individuals requiring prolonged medication regimes are more likely to experience these interactions. To reduce the risks, it is essential to maintain a well-balanced diet, strictly follow medication guidelines, avoid self-medication, and carefully read warning labels. Additionally, it is imperative to inform your healthcare provider of all medications, supplements, or herbal products being consumed to prevent potential adverse interactions. Adhering to prescribed medical guidelines is crucial in preventing overdose or nutrient deficiencies in our bodies. Thank you for joining in today. Stay informed, stay healthy. Take care. Bye-bye.